Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Lift your hands and just bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. There is no other name like Jesus, Lamb of God. You are Jesus. There is no other name like Jesus, Lamb of God. You are Jesus.
You are Jesus.
There is no other.
There is no other name like Jesus.
Jesus, there is no other.
There is no other name like Jesus, Lamb of God.
Jesus,
Jesus,
there is no other.
There is no other name like.
Suffering seven,
suffering seven. Oh, the blood of Jesus,
resurrection and life,
resurrection and life.
Let us die
in Jesus.
One more time, God of creation,
God of creation, all things were made through Jesus.
Hey.
Virgin, promise fulfilled with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suffering silent, oh, the blood of Jesus.
Resurrection and life.
Resurrection and life.
Dead
has died in Jesus.
Let's sing the second verse. Word of the Father.
Word of the Father. Jesus.
Lord Jesus. There is no other name but Jesus.
Lamb of God.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
There is no other.
There is no other name like Jesus. Lamb of God.
On Christ alone. Our chief cornerstone, no other foundation can be built upon. No philosophy, nor the wisdom of man, all on the ground.
Crucified,
oh,
raised up from the dead,
captivity captive,
it's finished,
oh, he gave us the key,
he's authority,
Join the praise of his glory.
To the praise of his glory. Glory. Upon this rock, you build your church.
And look
in the gate of hell will not prevail.
When we bind and cast,
when we
Hallelujah. Let you see that. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'll emphasize on something we said within the first service where I think we spoke about how that Satan targets people that God wants to use. Remember? That we are the subject. Now we have established a lot of times here how that we are the subject of God's kingdom, isn't it? And that it is through us that God wants to find kingdom expression, fulfill his kingdom dream on the earth. We are the mediators through which God wants to cause heaven and earth to become one. Alright? The kingdom is to the end that as it is in heaven, so it is, so will it find expression upon the face of yet. Alright? And so kingdom is not possible until man, God find perfect mediators. Until God finds perfect men that can stand as mediators. Or stand in the gap. This brings my mind to something I saw online not too long. I posted something about, I didn't post. A dear lady here shared that she did a page, and she shared a page with my name and shared another post about a child of God has no weakness. And I was so amazed at the way people also attacked it. You know,
We knew that somebody's fake when he talks about sin and makes sin look like a normal thing. For instance, if I come and make you feel like it is okay to smoke, drink, womanize, I should be a fake prophet because of that. But here is me being called a fake prophet because I say a child of God has no art of sin or the potency of even falling to sin. I said a child of God, in my words, does not have a weakness. And I was amazed at the response and the wrong biblical exegesis. So wrong. One of them said, in Matthew 5, Jesus said, be perfect as your Father in heaven. He said, it's not in the context of, the perfection is not in the context of what I'm talking about. That perfection Jesus was speaking about is in the context of loving your enemies. And I smiled. How the devil can make somebody sound so foolish? So you mean Jesus said be perfect, meaning he's just saying love your enemies, but it's okay to have a weakness? Check the word perfect there in Greek. Can we have that scripture here? Do we have a concordance in that Bible, in your laptop? Open that scripture for me. Who knows that scripture? Matthew 5 what? Matthew 5:48. Media, open it. Do you have a concordance? Or let me use my own. I was so amazed. I was shocked. In fact, thank God I trained people here not to reply. So I saw the maturity from our guys. Nobody replied and said, your father, God punish you. You know, I saw the insult, but somebody said they need to ban this guy from preaching. Another person said, he's just deceiving and I just pity his followers. Somebody need to go and talk to the followers to run away from this false prophet. I said, so false prophet now is in seeing something around righteousness. Not just sin. Okay, no, this one shocked me. Matthew 5, what? 48. It says, be therefore perfect as your Father in heaven. I just wanted to be sure, even if I was sure of the word. The word here for perfection is teleio. It's a Greek word. It means to be of full age. To be complete, not lacking in any bit of ingrowth or immaturity. To be of, when something is fully okay, to be complete. The Bible emphasizes this in Colossians 2, verse 10. It said, be complete in Christ. It said, you are complete in Christ. Another version writes in brackets, and not lacking anything. Meaning, and you know, we can use other scripture to explain that, because in the law of interpreting the Bible, you don't just carry a scripture and just say it and assume that that's the meaning. Even though, yes, Jesus spoke about, it's just like I'm saying, I've observed that you people smoke in this place, don't smoke, be holy like your Father in heaven. Then you now come and said, to be holy there is not in the context of being holy over immorality. It is being holy over smoking. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Now, I was addressing smoking. So I said, you guys should stop smoking. Be perfect. Be holy like your Father. And somebody comes and said, it's just smoking Jesus spoke about in that context. But you can actually follow women and follow men and be immoral. He didn't speak about that in that context. Don't that sound foolish? So even if I said be holy, you should understand that I'm trying to bring your notice to God's nature. That you should not hate your enemies because God's nature is what? Perfect. So, for instance now, logically reasoning, if you said the context there for perfection is in loving your neighbor as yourself. Now, reason like this. The Bible says, be perfect. It compares as your Father in heaven is perfect. Does it mean that God only, perfection is limited to loving his neighbor? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because be perfect as your Father is perfect. So if you say the perfection there is just within the parameters of loving your neighbor, do you mean that God's perfection is just within the parameters of loving his neighbor too, loving humanity? If we say God is perfect, do we mean God loves his enemies alone? don't we mean that God is holy? That's not just enough reason for me to use. I have a lot of reasons. Amen? I'm not trying to brag, but I think I'm a scholar of scholars. I've stayed with this Bible for a long time by God's precious mercies. The Bible also says in 1 John 4, verse 19. 1 John 4, verse 19. All right, let's see from verse 13 first. Then we'll read down to 19 so that it makes a lot of sense. It says, by this we know that we abide in him. Verse 17, then we'll read down to 19. Love has been perfected among us in this. We may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because what? As he is, so are we in this world. As he is, you see a capital H there. So are what? We in this world. So in what context are we like him in this world? In some context? In the context of making heaven? In the context of judgment day? He said, as he is God, so are we. Next verse of scripture. We've not even started. See, I will have a meeting called New Creation Realities. It will blow the roof off your head. In fact, I'm charged. You'll see the next team for our cupboard. I just feel God spoke to me. We'll see it. You see it. Is it because we take it easy with New Creation Realities? I think I'm one of the persons that started echoing that team more in this town. And I'm not bragging. I was sharing with my wife the people who had taught the word of God. They are not even in this time. If you know them, you'll be amazed. In BSU, Friday meetings. It's not today we started teaching this thing. So if we bring it out and start shouting it, there are a lot of things we know we're taking it gradually so that you will not think we're causing trouble. If we say it the way it is, you'll be amazed. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's the truth. See, you are too big in the realm of the spirit to think small. Too big. That's why people fall to sin anyhow. You think you're in a two fighting with the devil? No, you are too big. You are far away from the devil. Satan has no chance close to you. Satan has no chance, no little chance close to you. When I took a stand with one wrong teaching around this, you know, sometimes people are angry, they call it cheap grace gospel, cheap new creation. You know, when you say like say things like that, you are making it look as if grace is a useless thing. Grace is not useless. It is some people that misunderstand grace. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It is not. See what Peter said, the apostle, in 2 Peter 3 from verse 16. Let's see it briefly. 2 Peter 3, give me the Amplified rendition. 2 Peter 3, 16. It's some people that, you know, there's one time a man of God said some things that blew my head. He said, we are the ones that started New Creation Reality, so we know what we are telling you. Somebody taught it, and he now died. When he died, a demon killed him. So I now knew that it's not something I should be teaching. Then Jesus now told me that I did not call you to preach the gospel of Paul. I called you to preach. Such a useless mentality. It makes people now feel as if we don't know what we are saying when we teach New Creation Realities. There's one time he was mocking. Saying, I hear some people saying, some people are new Superman. Who is new? He is not following the man that said he is a new Superman. You can't be teaching those things and have national attention. You can't be teaching a break every tie from your generation, others in your family. Those are junks in the spirit. Local champions. You can't teach that kind of thing if you go to Canada. It is a gospel that can thrive alone in some part of the world, in Nigeria, where poverty is happening. You be telling someone the reason why you don't have 10,000 is because there's somebody tightening your destiny. They've tied your destiny somewhere in the village. So when you go and cut that tree, when you cut it, some have cut tree and they see blood coming out from the tree. All those kind of junks. Can you teach? Most of them that go there, they don't teach those things. They're going to be smiling. They can't, in fact, the people's countenance are not ready for that rubbish you want to say. So what will you say? If the gospel you teach, you can't teach it everywhere in the world. It is fake. How can you be teaching bloodline, breaking bloodline, breaking generational curse, breaking otters in the family, otters. You say, why is your brother not supposed to say, na otter. You make Satan look so powerful. They are setting altars when it comes to your family. Even if you like, boom, look like you have not drink water for 250 years. You are wrong. They are setting altars that you cannot rise against except you raise an altar. When you raise an altar, brothers and sisters, we need to raise altars against certain altars. There are some powerful altars that you don't need 100 days of fasting. You need 200 days of fasting to raise certain altars that will break certain covenants that have happened. New creation reality under the blood. After Jesus is resurrected, see the rubbish somebody said. We want to take 100 days fast to break an altar. After what Jesus has done. But Simon, are you sure you fight demons? The way you look is like you are Gen Z pastors. You are not for the demons and the devils. You are not into all these fire. Why will I do that when I have knowledge? Paul said, I speak to them that have knowledge, not to people that don't have knowledge. He said, are food meant for idols not to be eaten by us? He said, but I speak to them. Look for that scripture for me, media. Check it for me. He said, but I speak to them that have knowledge. Not to everybody. We are speaking to, you know, when we talk to you now, as I speak to you because you have knowledge. There are certain places we go to now, as we are saying this thing, they are already thinking of attacking us. Because they don't have knowledge. They are ignorant. And you make new creation reality. And I took a stand many years ago. Not just for this. Point, I tell them that whatever I do in the flesh matters, because the goal is not heaven at last, it is heaven on earth, kingdom, and that's why your body matters to God in bringing about the kingdom age. Your body matters to God because incorruption cannot inherit the kingdom, and we ought to inherit the kingdom. It's in Corinthians. Somebody check it up for me. It's like I speak to them that have knowledge. Are food for idols not meant to be eaten by us? 1 Corinthians what? 1 Corinthians 8, 4 to 13. I just want the actual verse, right? But just put the 4. Let's see. Okay, from verse 10. But start from verse 4. Therefore, concerning eating things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no what? Other God. Basic wisdom Paul is using. Other God, but what? This is the calculation he did before he ate the food, and he's telling you people to eat it. It's just knowledge he used here. Not that the person carried design it. Paul just said, I read my Bible, and there is no other God except God Almighty. So if they offer food to this one, call him God, I don't believe he's a God. He's a teen. He carried the food and ate. We've seen where, we've heard stories of, Blessed Bensi Idahusa, who ate food for idols. And he came and told the story. He ate it. Nothing happened to him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But there are some people that will start emphasizing this thing and making it look as if it is very important. Now, there are some people that will tell you, there's a way they will talk about this thing now, altars. We were saying food for idols, we should carry it and eat those. They will call this thing now altars. Carry food and eat, you are making Satan look important. See, there are certain altars in your family that you have to break and burn. My brother, go and carry that food and eat. If you have knowledge, that's not an altar. It's a dirty place and a place that they did not arrange well. We are going to Pastor Benz's wife to be village one time. Rose, we now saw these Igede people. They did one shrine. So if you see how they designed it in, like if you point it, your hand will just stand. So I was just saying this thing. For instance, now, if you try it now, they will arrest you there. Those people may just put you in their prison. They probably have a prison. But on a normal ground, I will sit there and hold a service. We just clear the place and put chairs and have a cell meeting. Because there's nothing there. It's like some people are doing gagang, gagang, gagang. Satan is not powerful. You don't just understand. He's not powerful. He's not powerful. I know what I'm telling you like I know my name. Satan is not powerful. See, you know, some of you want to be seeing everything happening in the supernatural. If God open your eyes, some of you may not be able to sleep this night. If you see things flying in the spirit, if you see things that fly in the spirit, you may not be able to sleep this night. What is keeping you coordinated? Light. See what's... Okay, let's just read for... Okay, no. Let's read that part, then we come back. Maybe I should just quote it. The Bible said, if you died with Christ and are resurrected with Christ, it said, only seek the things that are above at the Father's right hand. You are not called into the supernatural. Listen, you are called to the Father's right hand in the supernatural. Your place in the supernatural is where Jesus is seated. So don't just go into the supernatural saying, I am a supernatural being. I want to learn on demonology. They did not send you to learn on demonology. Your place in the spirit is the Father's right hand. You are not supposed to go and learn about demons in the supernatural. It's not your business. If you know who you are, you have no business with demons in the spirit. Because you are seated together with Christ far. So you are not in the same realm with them. Why are you studying them? Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? That doesn't mean that by the Father's will, He will not cause you to see one or two truths about demons and devils. He can. I was telling you on Friday how that I was sitting and my eyes were open to certain civilizations on the earth that had their existence from open Bible days. I was studying and I found out there was a certain goddess that have to do with sex from Sodom and Gomorrah. Goddess that have to do with sex. And how they worship that goddess is by doing all sorts of useless sexual activities. The way you sing and live your life in holiness to worship God. They just have all sort of useless kind of sex to worship that idol. That's how they worship the idol. And when the idol causes them to do those kind of things, they have unwanted pregnancies and children they never planned for, they will now give those children to another god. Sacrifice to another god. And right now, in the U.S., it is seeming like a civilization. I'm not saying that some part of Planned Parenthood is not right. But major part of it now is wrong and it has become civilization. You see, young people living a wayward life. And when they have children, they are not even scared because they know that anytime they have the children, they can what? Remove the children. Grind them. And there are certain people, see, they are secret too. They are interested in the children they are removing. Well, we did a research and found out about Baphomet. Is a demon that likes children. Wants to eat children. Everybody like that. Some people say, all these churches, they have been too spiritual. Life is spiritual. Life in itself is spiritual. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That they come with suit and say, well, we want a new day in America. We want to bring a new day in America where men can marry men. We don't want discrimination. We want people to love themselves and humanity to respect the decisions of people. Like Kamala Harris. She went to Ghana and she was crying. We want people to respect other people. Stop discriminating people. Allow them to choose their gender. That one nice emotional human being will say, oh, nice, so nice. Oh, Kamala, you love humanity more than Jesus. If she loves, let her die for... she said, President Ghana, kill me so that they can live. She can't. Jesus came and gave his life. He didn't make mouth. He gave his life so that you stop sin. You live in glory. Somebody is coming to Christ so that people live in sin. You think it's civilization? She has a church. I will not mention the name of the church. She has a church she attends every Sunday. And she went there crying. She's crying. And but civilization. You see, when people look at us in Nigeria, they just, because they are familiar with us, they think we are useless. They will now stand up and say, that's why I like white people. Africa have problem. You see, the problem of black man is too much. And if you look at the country, it's going backward. Now them pray pass, now them poor pass. Go to China. They don't worship God. They are very rich. But Africa, every day, fire, prayer, prayer, prayer. Very poor people. I was in a conference where somebody was mocking Africa. He said, in his words, he said, Nigeria, the problem of Nigeria is that they know the principles of God, Africa, but they don't understand other people. I mean, they know God, but other people know their principle more than them. I said, what a very foolish statement. He said, for instance, China knows the principles of God more than Africa that knows God. I said, what a useless statement. I was just writing it down. My speech, I canceled it. I said, these people are not worthy of me speaking like a nice man. Let me go there and just scatter everything. I said to him, how can somebody, for instance, say, it was everybody turned on. I mean, some top guys were there. They're just looking at me like, it's so strange. I know they will not invite me again. But I have to just say my mind. I said, how can you tell us that somebody, logically, it does not make sense. How can somebody know God and another person know the principle of God more than the person? All in the name of Mammon. So we are praying every day, but they are making the money. So if somebody is making money, it means that he knows God more than us that are praying. Because you think the goal of prayer is to make money. Look at the useless mentality. Who told you we are praying to make money? What of praying for souls? What of praying for the advancement of the kingdom? What of praying for people's heart to be open to the word of God? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You think it's about money, church? And I made him to understand. I told them, I said, I have a prophecy. It's not like a wrong prophecy. I said, this thing may not stand because of wrong people here. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. I said, and one of the ways this thing will not hold that we are doing a conference here is when people will not stand for righteousness. The thing did not hold. It has scattered. They did not start it. They gave money to some people. They ate the money. The thing has not started. He's one of the people that ate the money. They know the principle of God. We know the knowledge of God. They've run with the money. He represents ECOWAS or something like that, about this general Africa. They ate the money and ran away. He was even mocking tongues, saying Nigerians, Africa, we just be shababa. And I said, I know some pastors are here, they should not take it, but we pray too much. No, you have made money now, you think we pray too much. Because in your mind, we are praying to make money. So you think we pray too much. I don't like why they... Did they pray too much in this church? Send their account number. Let me fulfill their prayer request. Let's say 10 million. Church will not stop prayer. Wow. Man of God, sir. Now they are calling you man of God. Celebrate grace. Like one time, the church disgraced themselves in this nation. We had AY coming to teach us kingdom principle for success, money. When he's done with us, he will not go and insult pastors and church on comedy show. When I saw it, I told my wife, that time we're not married yet. I said, see what this church are doing. They are not wise. Oh. It's not only AY. I think Tonto DK to teach. Yes. Worldly guys, they came to podium teaching. The church were writing, pastors too. Because the people were not coming to church. They have reached where they are. All of them in church, this is where they are praying to go. That's why on Sunday, it is always, today is called the mystery of favor. That's a team. Breakthrough conference. That's a team. The oil of gladness. That's a team. Another team. Destiny helpers. Who is pushing my destiny helpers? You see? Because of wrong mentality. Are you listening to me? Wrong mentality. They don't understand the goal of Jesus on the earth. He came for a kingdom. They don't understand. That is why they are pursuing Mammon. Their emphasis different, wrong. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why somebody will tell you that they tie your destiny under a tree. How can your destiny be tied under a tree? No, look. They say, open your hand. You are not making money, but they tie time. They tie time. Your money is under a tree. They tie time. So you see somebody going to cut a tree. Qua. Qua. It's why are you cutting this tree? My destiny is inside. Meanwhile, the Bible has said Christ in you, the hope of glory. The source and the hope and the assurance of your glory is not under a tree. It's on your inside. You want glory? Dig deep on your inside. A good man out of what? Treasure of his heart. What does he bring? Good things. Glorious things. He said, if you died with Christ and resurrected, see the things above at the Father's right hand. He now said, your real, true life in verse 3 of Colossians 3:3 in the Amplified is hidden with God in Christ. And you are telling me somebody can touch me? You are joking. So, like I'm saying, if your eyes are open, some of you, if you see what is flying in the supernatural, some came close to you like that and they now bend and wept because you are different. But if your eyes are open to see it, some of you will not be able to even, you'll not be able to go outside again. You'll just be in your house and close your eyes like this. You don't want to see. One day my eyes were open. I saw demons. They were so plenty. They were looking angry. When I saw them, I shouted, Jesus! And I woke up from the vision. When I woke up, I started asking the Lord, what did I just see? And praying. And the Lord told me, he said, this is how much the devil wants you down. I said, this plenty demons. He said, yes. He can deploy even more. You see the way the Bible says you are surrounded by so by an innumerable multitude of angels. If Satan wants only you, he can surround two times that number. He will just be looking for it. Just that he will never number the number of angels around you. The number of angels around you are too much. But this is how much Satan can deploy demons just to get your soul. One person that is seen that God wants to use. It's not a joke. That is why a lot of times God will just in his mercy. You know, remember what happened with the children of Israel. He said he didn't cause them to see war because their hearts were not ready. There are some things God will not cause you to see because your level of knowledge cannot assimilate that. If you see it, you say, I don't want to be a Christian. So why does people say all these things? We know that it's ignorance. Are you listening to me? Your life is by faith. Live your life by faith. I've said this before. Imagine a pilot. Have you taken plane before? Anybody here, you entered into plane before? By faith? Huh? Physically? Alright, some of us did. Have you ever doubted the pilot? How many of you know how to move plane here? Raise your hand. You have... She raised her hand. You know how to move plane? No, see her behind you. Kairos. Okay, by faith. Oh. How many of you have an idea how plane move? No. Most of us here, if you are not pilot, you don't know. Right? How many of you heard that it is physics they use? They'll say north is 50 degrees. You heard that thing? You remember when you were doing that thing in maths and physics? Did you understand it very well? Then you are now hearing that people are using that thing to move you from one country to another. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? What is that? Is it not faith? The things which are not seen are more real than the things that are seen. You just carry something. Move it northeast. Do not move it like that. Do not believe the plane is going like that. You just sit down and be taking popcorn and be doing picture of reels. To Nairobi. You don't know what is happening. They are just going. You just have faith that the guy will take you safely. See, for man, see the kind of faith you have. But for God, you are scared. You are scared. You are wondering, where are we going? Like the children of Israel, Moses is carrying. Where did they carry us? They go. If they carry us, go where? We don't know. Moses is like, calm down. We are going. Where are you carrying us to, Moses? Leave us. You'd have left us to die in Egypt. You, this Moses. You brought us to a place. Nothing. Nothing. We can't eat food. We can't eat food. You know, I said one time here. I said, one reason why people are still in worldly systems is because of food. Food. The Bible says you cannot serve God and what? Mammon is food. Food. Don't be there. Mm-mm. The food they are giving you is very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, as Christians, we are like pilots. I gave an instance one time here. I said, if the pilot is going, he's going, and suddenly there's a serious storm in the air. Alright? Maybe some air hit his plane so much it was going drifting to one side. The pilot does not know what is happening outside. He will focus on what? His radar. look at it carefully and position it back to the right position, isn't it? Knowing that it is moving exactly the way it's supposed to go. Looking from his window, all he's seeing is clouds, but he's just trusting his instrument there. That no matter what is happening, as long as I'm moving it according to the instructions here, it is going to the right place, right destination. That's how we live our life as Christians. We don't know what is happening in the supernatural, but we know who we are. And we have God's word. We keep on speaking God's word and thinking and living by it. We don't care if there's 1 billion demons out there. We know that we are seated together with Christ. And we are what? Far. It doesn't matter the number of demons they are trying to cause trouble. We are just walking by faith. Forget about the noise. If you are resurrected with Christ, set your heart on the things at the Father's right hand, not on the things in the supernatural. There are demons who say, ah, Jesus. There are this one, ah, there are altars. Ah. No! Set your eyes on God's word. I know my place in Christ. I'm seated together. Just think about that one alone. You got them in perfect peace there that their heart are set upon Christ. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not that any wind of doctrine that comes moves you. Some of you are not bold. You see somewhere somebody will tell you there's a mystery or star. You say, wow, let me hear the mystery. See somewhere somebody will tell you, do you know it is possible you get to a point where God will not forgive your sin? Like, wow, Rema. Even you that is shouting that Rema, God will judge you because you are very foolish. Did he ever say in his word that to you? Say the realm of the immortals. Now, it's English they use to confuse you. And of course, if you have not heard that word before, say, we have come into the realm of the immortals where God begins to beckon on certain. Like, we can do that thing. If we do it here, some of you will think it's Rema we're doing. Where God begins to beckon on certain heights of the supernatural. And when you come to that point, the Lord begins to loosen you in the spirit and break. Wow, wow, wow. Preach, preacher. There are certain heights and realms in the supernatural that human eyes cannot comprehend. So you have to move in the radar of the spirit. Wow, wow. And some of you now will not take that culture. You are in a cell meeting, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Brothers and sisters, see, this Christianity we are doing, they are potters. Oh. They are realms and they are realms. I know somebody that will say realms. We're not trying to mock, but forget all those junks. Stay with the truth of God's word. You know, recently there's one person trending on the internet. He said, there was a song, Holy Spirit, how are you? How are you doing? Is there anything bothering you? You can place it on me. The whole internet got on fire. Now he's telling God, if you have problem, firstly, he asked God, how are you doing? Maybe God would have said, fine. He said, is there anything worrying you? You and God, who is something, somebody, something? And you see, that's why training is important. Do you know, I sat down and I said to myself that probably this guy wants to say something, but he didn't know how to say it. Training is very important. Because the Bible says, take upon yourself God's yoke and burden and you'll find the rest of your souls. Maybe he's trying to say, God, where the souls you want to win, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's what is in his heart, though, that is communicating that way. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, you see, he didn't have it nice. Before anybody reason, in fact, that's what Nigerians are looking for, to console ourselves in this regime. It's just, if you try anything this season in this country, you will collect. Because that's our only consolation. Just have data, you'll be consoled. That's all. Then you see some people on comment section. I've seen people like that. They live in the comment section. As they just say, oh, nice post there in the comment. Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Hallelujah to Jesus. So, understand that knowledge is powerful. Let's go back there, where we were. We've not started teaching this thing and people are getting mad. They are getting mad. So the child of God have no weakness. Say, yeah, Paul said, I will glory in my infirmities. Really? What did Paul say there? If we open it. Paul was never saying that, okay, I have a weakness. I'm excited, I have a weakness. No, listen to it carefully. Paul said, I saw the Lord thrice to remove an infirmity from me. That's what he said. He said, and the Lord told me, Paul, my strength is perfect in what? Weakness. He said, my grace is what? Sufficient for you. So he said, okay, if God says so, then I will glory in my infirmities. He's not saying, I'll say, I have an infirmity. I will glorify God in the situation because I know I'm going to come out of it. That's what Paul is saying there. It can naturally speaking, it can never be that Paul is saying that. He will stand up and say, probably, thank God for my addiction. Oh, hallelujah. Can it ever be that? I will glory because God told him, my strength is what? My grace is what? And if you look at it carefully again, because scripture must explain scripture. He said, there is no temptation that has come to you beyond your ability to what? Overcome. So he said, I will glorify God in that situation. Why? He's going to come out of it. And I'm amazed. When I saw different interpretation, how can you ever mean that? That's what God is saying. Because everybody now, in fact, I heard that people have signed. Can you mention all those signs for me? Is it aquarium? Have you something? I don't know. Capricorn, Leo. Rubbish, demonic, rupakaradish. Stupid things in the atmosphere. Man-made useless knowledge. What? Loputis, what? There's cancer. For July. Okay, my own is cancer. God punish cancer. You know, many years ago when we were growing up, there are some people that had this, they would just be sitting down and be intimidating some of us. They say, I am colary, sanguine. You know, they would just be talking melancholy. Make mouth, I don't know what that means. So the guy is melancholy, and that is why, do not be sounding proud. One day I asked them, what is melancholy and sanguine? So, oh, you don't know? And the guy was now teaching me with pride. So, I said, can I see the book where you saw it? He gave me the book. I opened the first page of the book. The man was teaching and he said, the first need of a man is sex. I said, what the heck? He was teaching marriage and relationship. That the first need of a man is sex, not food. I said, now, wow. That's what they do for here. I was shocked. So all of you sit here now. Your first need is sex. Is it true? He says no, sir, it's food. You have a problem with that too. You know, there's even a statement that said the way into a man's heart is his belly. Ah, now wow. That one is a big problem, oh. If the way to your heart is your belly, you have a big problem. That means anybody can get to your heart, though, if they know how to cook well. So when I saw it, and I asked the lady, I said, did you read this passage? Ah, Pastor Simon, it's true. It's true. Men will not tell you. Pastor Simon, even you married, you don't know. You have not married. I said, you, what do you mean? He said, no, sir, I celebrate you. It's not what I mean. Oh. But you know you are not married, so you don't understand. I said, no, it can never be. He said, Pastor, I know a pastor that have left BSU with the case of immorality. The first thing of a man is sex. We agree. They see things happen and they accept the things and write books saying that's how life should be. There's an actual reality. That you are seeing all of this, it doesn't mean that this is God's actual reality. Don't accept the happenings as our reality. The happenings right now is not our reality. Man marrying man, is it our reality? There are some confused people saying that God created them like that. How can God ever create you like that? Say, I heard a lady, she was having an interview with somebody else. She said she grew up knowing that she had a desire for both men and women. So she's bi. I said, what? You grew up knowing. All you needed was a laying of hands from somebody vibrant that prays in the spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are some of these people wearing white and white. If you lay hands on them, the way they will manifest demons will shock you. It's not a joke. I'm not trying to brag. Bring some of them that believe all of this. Don't bring them here. Let's lay hands. You see them manifested. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. So, for instance now, Eve and Adam, the mistake that happened in the beginning. Are you here? Remember the mistake, isn't it? They disobeyed God and whatsoever happened. From that time till now, whatever you are seeing is not the actual way man is supposed to behave. Some of the ways are right. A lot of them are wrong. So God had to send Jesus to come and show the way by the truth and expose the life of the Father to us and our real life. Do you understand? This is why Jesus had to come as a second man. And the second man is the way. The second man is the actual man. That's why the Bible says, as we bore the image of the first one, so are we bearing the image of the second man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So don't identify your life from Adam. Identify your life from Jesus. He's a way for you. Don't start agreeing that every man had a mistake. Even Adam has a weakness. His weakness was woman. 99% of men now, if you ask them what's your weakness, they'll say woman. See it. Almost everybody has his own weakness. Woman. Ask ladies, what is your weakness? Of course. I'm not saying they say man. Most ladies will tell you their weakness is not men. You know, ladies naturally can be proud. I remember one time I was in command boarding. And I called the school. I went to collect transfer for Michael. And the woman was supposed to search and just remove his file. She looked so big on her seat. So I went there. I said, ma, so we want to transfer him. I said, Kai, well, today is Friday. Can you come back on Monday, please? I said, ma, you know where I stay? I stay in welfare quarters. He said, welfare quarters is foul, but I have a weakness. So I wanted to hear what the weakness is. My weakness is that when I start looking for something, I don't find it. Until the person go, then I will not see it. In my heart, I was perplexed. Is that a weakness? Are you seeing how this thing is going? Because everybody believes everybody has a weakness. She said that's her weakness that she discovered. And I told her, ma, can I help you search for it? Just tell me how to search. I went there in less than how many seconds. I saw the fire. Because me, I don't believe that's my weakness, Abi. Can you imagine? Another person will tell you his weakness. My weakness is that I lie. Stop lying. It's not a weakness. Just stop lying. My weakness is that I don't know how to say true. If I'm saying something like this, I will not add something to make it sweet. That's my weakness. Another person will say, my weakness is that when you give me money, I don't return. Who will give you the money? Thank God for the information. You and that weakness will perish. Everybody has one funny thing they call weakness. What is your weakness? My weakness is that if a lady passes here, I must turn and look at her. If I don't look at her, I will die. Do you know there are people like that? If a lady passes, even if they are with their children and their wife, like, honey, I'm coming, oh. They'll keep something on the ground and look and turn. It's their weakness. They've accepted, they say Satan is enjoying their life. Because they accepted that useless thing is their weakness. Then when we're talking like that, then humanity, the people with this kind of brain, now sat down and said, okay, let's create a course called psychology. Yes, psychology. The study of man. The mistake they made is that they don't know that psychology is not the study of the actual man. Psychology is the study of the fallen man. The man that left Eden. The man that left, they don't know the true man of the heart, which is Jesus Christ. So psychologists will study Jesus to know man, not study Adam to know how men should be. That's why there are foolish discoveries in psychologists. And they give them name to make their existence eternal. Names. Nice name. There's one they call, what's that? I've said it here before. Multiple personality. The ability of a man to behave like a woman sometimes, like a child sometimes, like an old man sometimes, like a young girl sometimes. So that's why you see old women sometimes crying like small children. You will now say, it's something that happens with humanity. That's why they are the first people that welcomed the gazing mindset and the lesbian, because they think they are civilized people, educated people, not knowing that they are actually a dark man wearing a dark cloth in a dark room looking for a dark cat that his eyes are closed. Do you get what I just said? Meaning the end of it is nothing. That's why the end of psychology has been chaos on the earth. They've not been able to do anything with their knowledge. Mad people go to the hospital, come back mad. Nothing still happened. The only ones, if true mad people go to the hospital, no rehab can keep those people. It's only deliverance that can save them. Well, I've seen it firsthand. Well, I've seen, go to all those rehabs. It's one that took Igbo, for instance, that is natural. The one that was Igbo and somebody sent something from the village to join that Igbo. Nothing can solve that problem. They have been there 15 years. Dead there, buried there. In fact, some of them will plan their death. Some of the rehab guys, I said, took this guy injection, make him die. He won't too much. I know what I'm teaching you. See, I don't hate psychologists. I know one time when I was teaching, I didn't know one woman was pursuing professorship in psychology. She asked to me, said, Pastor, do you know that's my course? I said, hey, I didn't know. So I'm almost going to be a professor. I said, no, I'm not insulting you or the course. I'm just saying that they should understand that whatever they are studying is wrong. They should start trying to bring new things. Maybe she should start a discovery. Spirit psychology. Christos psycho. Or psycho Christos. It's the truth. They don't know the true man of the heart. That is why when we came out and started teaching you new creation reality, they are fighting us. Hey! We say, a child of God has no weakness. God will punish you there. Fake prophet. How am I fake for telling you should not sin? Okay, they like this. See what humanity likes. You see, as every man and woman, everybody has a weakness. See, I'm your pastor, but I'll be sincere. I'll tell you the truth. That's how pastors that want to say these things will start saying. Say, I'm your pastor, but I'll tell you. Nobody can live above sin. I'm your pastor. Even me, I'm not pure. Say, I like this pastor. Such a sincere heart, beautiful soul. Okay, let him sleep with your wife. You will see beats. They will beat pastor. No, but the pastor has said he's not perfect and you clap for him. Hi, pastor. Feel you, brother. One love. Pastor, now ask your wife, sleep with the wife. Go, I will kill this idiot. No, pastor, now say, but I told you in church, we are not perfect. Even me, I have my weakness. My weakness is your wife. Your wife, you see. We all say these things until somebody do one kind of sin that we cannot take. Whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. Okay, they've slept with pastor's daughter. I will kill you. I will call police. I swear to God. Pastor, calm down now. You are the one that said that whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. This should not matter to you. Let me go. I'll punish you. Pastor will kill anybody that comes to his front. Some things don't add up with our theology. For instance, a man of God one time when we were praying for our friend to come back to life many years ago, he didn't want that. He started preaching to us. They rushed the burial. When they buried the guys, I said, some of you are claiming. So under my breath, some people were close to me. He said, what God gives and God takes. I said, let God take your daughter now. I didn't know some people even heard me. Somebody now laughed. Somebody now hit me. I said, keep quiet. In other words, if God takes his daughter now, that thing will change. God, why? But in another person's funeral, he was bold. God gives and God take. So don't pray for somebody to come back to life because it's God that took. Check the scriptures. Job said that out of frustration. He was frustrated. He said, after all, the Lord gives. It was just hopeless. God, you have taken. You give, you have taken. When God gave him again, he shook him. But he had already spoken out of what? Frustration. And Jesus was not expecting us to take everything Job says as the scriptures. But everything that points to Christ as what? The scriptures. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Because some things Job said were not inspired by the Spirit. For instance, when David said, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. He didn't speak out of the Holy Ghost. He spoke out of frustration. Yes, do you know that? When David died, they wanted to know that this guy, was it David or Solomon? Solomon, sorry. They wanted to know that he was dead. Do you know what they did? They had to carry a young lady. He died though. They carried, I think that's David. They carried a young lady and went to his chamber and said, touch that king. They were sure he died. They know how humanity died, but they just touch him. Sometimes there's something we want to know. While the lady was done touching him, they said, we now believe he's dead. Come out. So something some people like that wrote, we're not inspired by the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It was inspired by frustration. Because in the Old Testament, the Spirit comes upon, it doesn't remain. He comes upon, it doesn't remain. If he has an agenda for Israel, if a prophet is supposed to prophesy, he will come upon, prophesy. He will leave. So what we have in the New Testament is the Spirit upon and the Spirit within. They only had the Spirit upon. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The influence of the Spirit comes upon them and empower them for a function part time. But for us, we have him inside and outside. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Glory to God forevermore. So you don't have a weakness as a child of God. I have no weakness. Say it like you have faith. Say, I have no weakness. I know some of you are trying to be sincere. Pastor, I have one. I don't like to lie. See, when you speak God's word like this, you are prophesying. You may have something you are struggling with, but you are not agreeing with that thing you are struggling with. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why you are speaking beyond the happening. Say, I have no weakness. Shout it out. Say, I have no weakness. That's how a child of God talks. Don't speak your weakness. Speak the glory of God in your life. Say, my life is full of glory. Shout it, say, my life is full of glory. I walk in superabundance. And my life is full of glory. Say, I'm seated far above principalities and powers in the name of Jesus Christ. We were in 1 Corinthians 8, right? Let's round it up and pray. Maybe we'll have it in the TPT rendition itself. In your name, the blind I see. In your name. In this matter then of eating food, concerning food and sacrificial and sacrifice as offerings to idols, we all know that an idol is nothing, for there is no God but one. Related to the Amplifier, I was seeing a beautiful rendition there before. In this matter then of eating food offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world. It has no real existence, and that there is no God but one. Next part of scripture. Although there may be many so-called gods in this world and in heaven, like the song we sing, there are kings, so there may be many so-called, but only we know that Yeshua remains forever. And in heaven, there may be many gods, lords and what? Masters. Amplify, say, for even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, next part of scriptures, it says, yet for us there is only one God, the Father. He is the source of all things. And our lives are lived for Him. And there is one Lord, Jesus, the anointed one, through whom we all and all things exist. Through whom we and all things exist. Amplified says, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, who is the source of all things. And we exist for Him. Say, I exist for Him. and one Lord Jesus, by whom are all things that have been created, and we believers exist and have life and have been redeemed through him. Next part of scriptures. But not everyone has this revelation. You see that? Not everyone. For some were what? Formerly idolaters. Who what? As what? So some of these people you see saying altars. Their village, they were worshipping idols. That's why when they became born again, some of them, they know that idols, they just have this feeling that idols are very real because they saw it when they were in the village. That's why they consider the food offered to that god as what? Defiled. And their weak conscience become defiled if they eat it. You see? What killed them? Their conscience. Why? Knowledge. Weak conscience. Not the devil, it's their weak conscience because of ignorance that killed them. Pastor Simon, do you mean if we see food offered to idols, we should carry and eat? Yes. If you like it. You know, I was hearing a preacher, he said something beautiful. He says, we are scared now to teach church some kind of things because we are buying into civilization. See these choosing testimonies that was going out rampant. You know, when I looked at it, I may not really understand some heights of the testimony. I may not really, because they even cut the clips the way pluggers do. They will not give you the cut where it's funny. I'll put for you to laugh. You will not begin to insult. But if you go and check vividly, it's not like that. Oh. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you guys get what I'm trying to say? But look at it in some total. Be wise. If you joke about that testimony, who is glorified? God or Satan? And your conscience will devalue the miraculous. Okay. I had some scriptures to show you. I even forgot. What of Elijah that told a woman to carry some cans and put in her house? And water was filled. As long as there were containers, oil kept what? Filling it. What will you say about that testimony? Imagine somebody come. I am a choosing. Hallelujah. Man of God said I should carry plenty rubber and put in the house. When I put the rubber in the house, water was just fooling the rubber. As I was bringing, as I would keep it, it would fill it. I borrowed all my neighbor's rubbers in the community. He filled it up. Oh, I'm a choosing. And in this generation, somebody now hears it and bring it out. I'm a choosing. Who are you? It now goes viral. People will mock that person. We said in 20. Let me see. Give me the last part of John 20. Give me the last part. The last verse there. Give me the TPT rendition. I like how they put it there. Jude 20, last verse. It says, but all this is recorded here so that you will fully believe that Jesus is the anointed one, the Son of God. And that through your faith in him, you experience eternal life by the power of his name. Is this the last part of scripture? Is that 32? What? No, I said John. John 20. Is this the last part of John? Give me the Amplified rendition, then all the NKJV. There's something I'm looking for. It's the last part to capture it. All right. It's in verse 30. Jesus went on to do many more miracles, signs, in the presence of his disciples, which are not even included in this book. Give me the Amplified rendition. There are also many other signs attesting miracles that Jesus would perform in the presence of what? Which are not written in this book. NKJV said something that I like. NKJV. Put 29, let me see something. It's a word I'm looking for. What? Okay, the next chapter, the last verse. That is John 21, verse 25. Okay, do that. 21, 25. It He said, and there are many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that will be written. Did you see that? Are you seeing that? Many of the miracles you have even seen are not all. There are plenty that happened. If you joke with miracles, you will not see miracles. Now, we don't care if those miracles were right or wrong, but look at the agenda of the devil. We don't care whether they happen or not. Satan wants to make you to feel as if the miraculous is a joke. Look at what we just said in the Bible. Look at the miracles that happen. Water. Oil filling jars. Jesus, okay, Jesus, multiply what? Huh? Answer me, church. Did he multiply it or not? Abi, that was an adage. He multiplied fish and what? Bread. You mean God cannot do it again right now? You have not even started hearing testimonies. The days of withered hands coming out are here again. The Bible said, listen, don't allow these worldly guys determine what you believe. They are just jobless. Don't allow them. We are entering a season of miracle like we've never seen before. Those ones are small. Expect them. The way we are joking, we are coming to an age in the church where people cannot even pray for cancer again. They will say, you have cancer. They will say, go and meet a doctor. We are not saying doctors are not wonderful people and God is not the one giving them the wisdom. But the Bible says, if your hope is in this world, you have all men most miserable. A time is coming that everything will be doctor, and if doctors cannot do it, the people will die. Are you listening to me? You must have faith, serious faith. Sickness is coming, hit it out. You hear that you have this, hit it out. Don't be scared. Jesus said to the woman, he said, lift up your hands. There was no hand. He said, lift it up. When the woman tried to lift her hands, there was a new hand. Because he saw the hand, he imagined the hand in his heart. If you doubt miracles, how can you imagine somebody with withered hand having another new hand? You cannot even imagine it. So it will not happen. Are you listening to me? You must believe in miracles. Say, I believe in miracles. Kitchen Kumar wrote a book like that called I Believe in Miracles. You must believe in miracles. Don't allow the world joke us out of these supernatural things. You know, I saw something yesterday that pained me. This guy they call, this kids maker they call, that did this go-go-go-go, Prince Jota. He did a skit. Because when he did it, people now started singing the song in church. And we rose as ministers of gospel and said, we don't care if this was coming from this or that. We don't just follow every trend and bring it to the church. He now went and did another skit. I saw it yesterday. I was so shocked. He was the pastor. He wore a pastor collar. And when they sang go-go-go-ingo, he now collected a microphone and said, the pastor is condemning in church. That is it, blah, blah, blah. He now said, please put your opinion. I said, what impetus? Oh my goodness. Thank God for men like Pastor Chris. You know, it is because he has been able to be privileged to go and see certain pastors. And they even shook his hand. That he thinks now he has come to the height of it where he can even do skits to correct pastors. To talk to pastors. A time is coming where, now you see they slap pastor in Lagos. How many of you saw that video? A pastor doing evangelism, portable, slapped him. You know, I'm not going to shout on him. I heard he's getting convicted as born again. If I had not heard, I would have said portable. If I had the privilege, I would have insulted him in the spirit through the flesh. Naturally speaking, if they keep that young man and portable, who will beat who? Somebody that if you slap him properly, he will die because he's on drugs. He's not even a healthy person. If you look at the pastor, huge pastor, he slapped the pastor, pwah, the pastor was going, he turned again, gave the pastor, pwah. Why? The pastor was doing evangelism on the streets. He said the pastor was disturbing him. It took an imam to come out and say what he did. God will punish him. An imam. Christians were like, you know, in America, fire your head there. The America you are talking about, can you compare? Is it not Nigerians now that are going there and causing awakening there? You are there bragging rubbish. It's time to wake up. Are you listening to me, people of God? Don't allow people just rise up and tatter your faith. And you are keeping your mouth like this. Don't allow anybody just stand up and say rubbish. And I don't blame you. I blame the Nigerians. You need to go and see the comment section. Say, you are really a man of God. You are prophesying. They are even telling him that he's prophesying. That what you said is true. It's true. You know, we're in a generation where if you have money, you think you are very relevant. It's time to wake up. Are you listening to me? It's time to wake up. These things are becoming too much. Nobody, I don't know the man that started that go. I don't know who he is. But we're saying that for the fact that he became a trend in the world, he should not get into the church. That's what we're saying. We're the light of the world. We don't know whether it was a worldly song. We don't know whether it's a Christian or not a Christian. But for the fact that the world started it, it should not become a trend in the church. When Naira Marley would do something to become a trend in the church, Don Jazzy would do something to become a trend in the church. We can't tell now what is light from darkness. We can't tell. That's why these people don't have respect for our men of God. And it is us that will cause them to have that respect. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Thank God what some Christians did to one guy. I will never forget on Twitter. I was so glad for that. What is this his name? That always does comedy with women and their back. You are doing well. You are doing well. He did it. A pastor now had to do comedy now to invite people for prayer. He used and they even spoke about a woman in this, you know, whatever prayer. Hallelujah to Jesus. You almost made me to call your name. I'm not supposed to do that. Hallelujah to Jesus. Whatever prayers he was advertising. And he invited that man to do comedy skits with a woman again to invite somebody for prayer. That prayer is business. It's not to the kingdom. The next thing they will do now, when a man of God stood up and said it was wrong, they started insulting the man of God. Even the skit maker went online and said, "You so-called..." Oh, I love what Christians did to you. He said, "You better shut down your stinking mouth." I saw it on Twitter. They said, "If you try that thing, God will punish your life." I saw how Christians started firing him. I said, that's how to go about it. If we don't raise the hands of our men of God up, all of these worldly people will make them look like nothing. Are you listening to me? You must raise up, wake up. We are the next generation that will present the move of God to this present generation. We must wake up. Somebody cannot stand up and start saying nonsense. Teach from your family, teach them how to honor God and his anointed. Start from your home. Get into your community. Are you listening to me? This is how to preserve God's move for a generation. Hallelujah to Jesus. Such things like that, if I were you, you are watching a comedy every day that is talking about a woman's back, and you are wondering why you are still addicted. Block such human beings away. Block them from sight. I'm telling you the truth. When I saw this, it has been a long time. He's blocked. Check my Facebook. I've blocked all skit makers. I don't have one skit maker. I'll block them. As long as you are portraying nonsense, I'll block you. That's how you should behave. That's wisdom. When you start blocking all of these guys, you start thinking straight. You start thinking of innovation. Some of you are engineers. God will give you ideas to bring something that nobody has ever done. Some of you are doctors in view. You're on the internet. You are done reading. Who told you cannot make personal research? Who told you that? The next thing, this TikTok of a thing. You know how it takes attention. You ask somebody, "What are you doing?" Say, "I'm on TikTok." For 2 hours. 2 hours. In your field, what you are learning in school, you have not even developed something. You have not brought a new idea. Say, "Now, Nigeria, even if you develop, stop hearing those rubbish." The Bible said, if a man is diligent in his work, what will happen to that man? He will stand before what? The Bible did not say if the man is diligent outside Nigeria. He said if he is diligent in his work, whether it's Nigeria or not, if you are diligent, the Bible said you will stand before kings. Today I was checking my phone and I saw this wonderful lady. I think she married a gospel singer. His name should be, I don't know if he's an Idoma guy, that gospel singer. I think he's an Idoma person. His name is Peter Sin, something like that. Or Kopi, yes. Are they married? Huh? Engaged, okay. They looked married. So, I actually thought they were married. They were close, you know. So, what? October, all right. Now, I saw the lady's profile recently. I just came across it. Somebody was celebrating, so I just thought to check. And I saw the beautiful designs she has, she does with her dress. In fact, I suggested some of them to do for my wife. So beautiful, because that's how I make her dress. Actually, I used to make her dress very well. I'll just check them and, you know, send to my personal tailor, and the tailor will make it for her. I have some dress coming for you, sweetheart. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I was so pleased. The ladies is very focused, dedicated, and to crown it up, she's a dedicated Christian. I said, wow, I like this. Fashion designer, I think. She's into fashion. I think she's a model, right? And she's portraying godliness. I said, this is what we're talking about. Who told you cannot succeed? The right way. For that man of God to say, I want to marry her, she should have been living well. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I saw her videos. She was even doing conferences for entrepreneurs who want to learn fashion design, baptizing them in the Holy Ghost. I said, this is what we're talking about. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. You can do things like this. You can rise in the fire of the Holy Ghost like this. Not just sitting down watching TikTok videos. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You need somebody to encourage you. We have done enough. Even your friends, even your father does not have time to encourage you. Encourage yourself. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You are learning how to make videos. Make it in a way that if they see it. Some of you media people, I'm talking to you now. Make it in a way that when they see it, they will ask, who did that video? Make it in a way. Promise is here. How many times have people asked me, who did that flyer? I'll just send his number. He, when he collects the money, he does not even remember me. How many times? He does. You see, he's making money. Oh. Plenty money in this town. If you know the number of flyers Promise does in this town, billboards, you are seeing that is his handwork. Just that I don't know whether he's doing their color different. He has our color different. Doesn't want to share their color with our color or something. Do it with the whole of your heart. And one thing, you must learn to accept criticism. If you are not doing it well, don't think the anointing will cover it. I might not be good, but the anointing will cause it to move. Be good. You can be good. The anointing can make it good. Are you listening to me? Somebody will do a video in the world, it will look like world class. You will do your own like Kwashoko. You now say the anointing will make it move. Even God in his own goodness will say, no, I like this thing, it is good. When God finished creating, what did the Bible say? He will say, and it was good. Your own, you finish creating, even God look at it and say, this is not good. You want him to now push it. Are you listening to me? So remove all of these distractions from your front. Are you hearing me? Of course, Big Brother Ninja, don't even go close to those rubbish. Block those things. Be focused. We will bring something in this town. We will shock the world from this place. There's a prophecy over this town. Do you know that? It was prophesied that a great move of God will rise to the nations of the earth from Benue. It was prophesied. Pa Elton said it. That's why sometimes when I see people running away, I used to laugh. You start here, you just run, you run, you run. I used to laugh. It can start. We can position ourselves like Daniel. Daniel saw what was written concerning Israel. When he read it, what did he do? He started praying and positioning himself. Became excellent in everything, and it happened. Did it not happen? It happened. Position yourselves. Are you listening to me? The glory is heavy. Position yourself. The harvest is now. Position yourself. I'm seeing mighty men rise from this place. Mighty, focused, dedicated people rising from this place. Be dedicated. I said one time that impact is not haphazardly achieved. It is strategically achieved. Don't be making noise. Don't be everywhere. Pay attention. Close yourself. Hide yourself. Read. Pray. Sometimes at the beginning, serving God is not easy. But when you get to the middle, when you just break that first stage, it will become very easy. When you are trying to walk between the flesh and the spirit, it may not be easy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But somehow as you keep on pushing, you come to that point where you have achieved when God has achieved whatever he wants in your spirit, you see that it becomes very easy. It becomes part of you. At that point, listen to me, the proof that you know God in the secret will show on the outside. When you say in the name of Jesus, knees will bow, tongue will confess. Because he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, the Bible says what? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God will show people that you have a personal dealing with him because you have been dwelling in the secret place. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that is the benefit of staying in the secret place. Sometimes you not eat well, you not drink water, blah, blah, blah. You have just finished fasting, you want to start. God now calls you alone and say, start another fasting. God is making me a singer to the nations of the earth. Your consecration will be different. You don't like what is happening. You know that they are false. God is speaking to you. That's the first stage. You are beginning to see that you cannot charge money like that. That's the first stage. It will not end there. Secondly, God will be like, don't do any song again. Just pray for like 3 months. Pray. Stay with the word. Will you not release a song? Now, I'm not saying everybody should go and stop for 3 months. I'm saying God can speak to you like that. Will you not release a song? You are this good. Release a song. Don't worry. 3 months. 3 months. The next week after the 3 months, you wake up in the morning with a song. You did not do any rehearsal. And God will say, take that. You have not even released the song. You just sang it. Everybody is singing it. Because you obeyed the Spirit of God. One man I always celebrate in the whole world when I think about music is Nathaniel Bassey. Such an anointed person. He may not have all the classy kind of woo woo woo. He knows the music, yes. He rises with songs that you know that this is a function of the secret place. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So should it be for everybody. He will begin to beckon on you something different. God, I want to be a doctor. You are calling me in this part. But I don't like certain things that happen in medicine. I want to become, now God is putting a pressure on you. You are feeling like you should change the narrative. You don't change it by wishing. God will not tell you, fast 7 days. As you are thinking about it, you are fasting. You are fasting. You are done fasting. God will not tell you, stop attending that kind of meeting. Don't be sitting with those people that talk about ball. No, they are not sinners, but God doesn't want you to sit there. He's separating you. He's separating you for the work. Are you listening to me? It happens. For you, it may be different, but that's how it happens. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you are within them, you cannot change them. God has to separate you. Give you another mentality before you can change them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are all poor in your family. There is no money. God is still telling you, there is a last born soul. Go and sow. You that everybody is gathering money to give, God will still tell you, go and sow. And you are wondering, it is because he wants to use you to remove everybody from poverty. Are you catching this tonight? Bow your heads and pray. Thank the Lord for his word. Thank him for his word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All my worship belongs to you. All my worship belongs to you. I have searched the world and found there is no one else like you, God. You are Jesus. There is no other name but Jesus, Lamb of God. You are Jesus. Heaven and earth proclaim your Jesus, Lamb of God. All my worship belongs to you. All my worship belongs to you. I have searched the world and found there is no one else
like you, God. You are Jesus. There is no one like you, but Jesus. Lamb of God. You are Jesus. Heaven and earth proclaim your Jesus. Lamb of God. God of creation, all things were made through Jesus. Born of a virgin, promise fulfilled in Jesus. Suffering servant, oh the blood of Jesus. Resurrection and life that has died in Jesus. God of creation, all things were made through Jesus. Born of a virgin, promise fulfilled in Jesus. Suffering servant, oh the blood of Jesus. Resurrection and death has died, King. Hey, you are Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Here is my worship. All of my worship. Father, receive my worship. all of my world. Here is my worship, my world, all of my. Father, receive my. All of my. Here's my worship, here's my. All of my. Father, receive my worship. Oh, all of my, all of my. Oh, you, Lord, you are worthy. And no one, no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done. And no one, no one, no one. Hey, hey. You Lord, you Lord. And no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me, oh God. And no one can worship you for me. No one can worship you for me. So here's my worship, my world. All of my. Worship my world. All of my world. And I will not no matter what life brings to me. Nothing can stop my worship, Lord. As long as I'm breathing, I have hope. I will worship. I will worship you, Lord, yeah. I will not be silent, Jesus. I will always worship you, yeah. As long as I'm breathing. I am breathing, no, no, yeah. I will worship you. Thank you, Father. So here is my world. It's all of mine. Father, receive my word. All of my. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. Celebrate Jesus as well. See that?
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.